My brothers, who are we?
We are young men of the law, who always demonstrate high character and are always dependable.
My brothers, who are we?
We are young men.
Twice a month, a group of young black and brown men, all from different parts of Buffalo, come together to learn about themselves and each other, learning to better serve their communities through curriculum-based activities and guest speakers they can relate to. They're all working towards something bigger than their individual parts. They fully grasp the concept of changing the narrative. In 2014, then-President Barack Obama launched the My Brother's Keeper initiative. The objective is to fill opportunity gaps faced by young men of color, especially those living in underserved communities. On the local level, the Greater Buffalo Racial Equity Roundtable and the Community Foundation developed the Boys and Men of Color Initiative, a local chapter of My Brother's Keeper, in 2017 to help create positive outcomes for young men in the city. BMOC Director Tommy McClam says working with national partners like nonviolence group Cities United gave them a blueprint to move forward with.
They came in, gave us some information on how to establish Youth Voice. So they gave us a little strategy to start out. And I like to say we put our little barbecue sauce on it. And what we do, we amped it up a little bit. And that's how Breaking Barriers came out of that.
Daniel Robertson runs the group.
Young men of color tend to be depicted negatively in the news, social media, newspapers, articles. We're trying to change that.
Their curriculum includes learning about state and local policies, public speaking, gun violence, entrepreneurship, and toxic masculinity. McClam says he and Robertson are reliant upon the young men to help shape the curriculum.
Instead of just saying, oh, this is the curriculum, we find a curriculum that fits the needs of young people, and also looking at the kind of racial equity climate of this community to make sure that what we're providing them is something that's going to give them power and voice.
You're supposed to be hard. You're supposed to be tough. We have less confidence. We have less self-esteem. What else?
We don't show empathy.
Can you expand on that?
UB social work professor Dr. Christopher St. Ville was a recent speaker on the topic of toxic masculinity. McClam says it's important to have relatable guest speakers.
And it's good for the young men to hear that there's men who actually came from my community who figured it out, and they're doing great things.
As important as being relatable to the young men is, McClam says getting them to understand governmental processes is equally crucial. Earlier this month, a small group from Breaking Barriers took a trip down to Washington, D.C. to learn how government works on the national level. For most of them, it was their first time in our nation's capital. Sean and Tyler attend South Park and Bennett High Schools, respectively. For Sean, it was an experience of a lifetime.
Other than the memorials and things, inside we were doing workshops about politics, and basically that we should be involved in politics as young black males because we need a say in our communities.
Sean says his time in D.C. made him realize that others do not need to speak on behalf of his community, and he can one day be a representative voice. Tyler learned an equally valuable lesson when he ran into an older black man at the Smithsonian.
He said, well, you see these shackles right here? We say, yeah. He said, you guys, you look like you're a great young man. You should never, never be able to be in these shackles because this is what they used to young black men in jail.
Tyler says the conversation gave him hope because older generations have misconceptions about young black men, and the older man recognized they were bright young men and encouraged them instead of demonizing them for what society has said they represent. These young men of color all plan on having a hand in shaping the future of their communities. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.